This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Markets in Asia were up today, the Nikkei index by 0.75 points, South Korea by almost 1.5%. European traders have been positive as well. The major markets in Germany and France tacked on 2% after the European Central Bank said it would put another 600 billion euros into its pandemic emergency purchase program. Markets in the U.S. are poised for a gain at the opening a few hours from now. As for the pandemic, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases stands at more than 6.6 million worldwide, with some 391,000 deaths. Brazil is recording its largest 24-hour increases in the country's coronavirus death toll since the outbreak began, more than 1,000 a day. For the second straight night, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil's COVID-19 death count has gone over 34,000 with 615,000 cases. Here in the United States, confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with the number of lives lost topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. Economic damage figures remain alarming. A report later today is expected to show that American employers eliminated 8.5 million jobs last month. Economists are predicting a lag in hiring as the country emerges from its pandemic shutdown, as a severe recession holds back consumer spending, the main driver of the economy. A glimmer of good news, the number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits has dipped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March. The U.S. Labor Department announced that new jobless claims were down to 1.8 million last week. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the state of Maine today, where the Democratic Party governor is warning him to watch his tone and to guard against what Governor Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words in the wake of demonstrations over the killing of George Floyd. He was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as Floyd lay helpless in the street. The president has urged governors to use National Guard troops to forcibly take control of the streets. This is VOA News. In what many Americans see as a watershed moment in the aftermath of the George Floyd killing, this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters in Washington near the White House so that President Trump could pose for photos, holding up a Bible and an Episcopal church. Critics, including former administration officials, called it a stunt. For the 10th consecutive day, there were demonstrations and demonstrators in the streets of the U.S. calling for justice in the George Floyd killing. But for the second straight night, they were far more subdued than they've been, a turn away from explosive anger and aimed more at a grassroots call for racial justice. It clearly fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis, where the Reverend Al Sharpton told mourners, quote, "Stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks." The memorial ended with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charge. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with doing nothing to stop him. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of day after. The day after, Atlanta Mayor Keish Lance Bottoms had walked with protesters and told a crowd there is something better on the other side of this. There was relative calm in Atlanta. The city of Seattle, Washington was calm for a second straight day after a week of violence that included police cars set ablaze and looting. Police officers in Fort Worth, Texas joined the front of a march and protesters cheered. In Austin, Texas, officers went to the state capitol and knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Still, simmering unrest continues. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew and police units used the combination of force and batons to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. Still, it was a far cry from the wide-scale violence, vandalism, and destruction of past nights since the Floyd killing. New York City's 8 p.m. curfew is set to stay in effect through Sunday. In Buffalo, New York, two police officers were suspended after a video showed them pushing over an elderly man who then lay bleeding on a sidewalk. Governor Andrew Cuomo called what he saw on the video wholly unjustified and disgraceful. Police departments in Dallas, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Detroit, Michigan, meanwhile, have adopted a duty to intervene policy. It means that officers who see one of their number using excessive force have a duty to step in and put a stop to it. In Washington, the House and Senate are expected to consider proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements, addressing the loss of trust between police departments and the communities they serve. More news online at voanews.com. There is also, for your listening convenience, an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.